We welcome back to the show, Jobs Guru, we will call him, Chief Executive Officer from U.S. Staffing, Ben Jones with us. Good morning, Ben.
Hey, good morning, Greg. How are you doing?
We're hanging in there. What's going on at U.S. Staffing? Tell us what a day is like there.
Yeah, so it's a little bit different than what it has been historically and traditionally. As you know, stranger to this is unprecedented times for all of us. So we are still open. We have several customers that have deemed that are deemed essential during these times, and they've reached out to us, letting us know that they do need our services. But we've had to make a couple of adjustments here, and I think for the most part, we made those adjustments, and we're able to still provide some service to those customers that are deemed essential.
So we're going to have, Ben, probably a lot of people looking for work when we get back up and running. I'm sure you guys are preparing for that fact.
Yeah, there is no doubt about that. By the numbers, it looks like about 21 million people are going to be looking for work here nationwide. So, yeah, no, absolutely preparing. And one of the things that this has allowed us to do is, you know, prepare for potentially this is not the last time we see an epidemic or a pandemic or something like that. So we've created a public health crisis playbook for U.S. staffing. And what that is, it's how we adapt our practices to help keep everyone safe from what, you know, currently the COVID-19 virus or whatever else may be, you know, happening down the line, but still provide service to our customers that need it. And what that looks like for us at this point, and I mean, this for the most part is just a living document because we're getting, you know, changes weekly, almost daily, but this is going to allow us to work in the current environment. And as Governor Whitmer and the legislature opens the economy here in Michigan, it will help us ramp up as the other sections of the economy open. And what that looks like for us right now is reduced headcount. So we have people working remotely when they can. And definitely when we're in the office, we're maintaining social distancing and doing all the CDC guidelines, making sure team members wash their hands as soon as they get in from outside. But on the operations side, what that looks like is we've gone to appointment only. And so when we are placing people in jobs, we make an appointment for them to come in and do the last maybe 20 minutes of, you know, filling out paperwork and processing that needs to take place. And they'll finish that little bit here, but only by appointment only. And what that allows us to do is sanitize and clean in between the appointments, and we're wiping down door handles, pens, countertops, chairs, bathrooms, just about any hard surface on the desks or in the office. So that's pretty much how we've pivoted the business to be able to accommodate these unprecedented times.
Yeah, you can do a lot of your stuff online, but not everything, Ben?
Yeah, that's right. You can do probably somewhere between 60 and 75% of it online. You can do the applications, the I-9 forms, and a lot of it, just about all of it, the paperwork can be done online. And then once candidates finish all that and we find a job for them, then they got to come in and do the last little bit, do any screening that we need to do, and sign any job orders. And another measure that we've put in place is before people are coming, within 24 hours of people coming into our office, we have a standard questionnaire that we're asking them to see, gauge if they've had any symptoms of COVID, of the COVID virus, and when if they have not, then when they actually show up for their appointment, we're here shortly. We just got the thermometers ordered. We're going to be taking temperatures of everybody coming into the office as they come in. So trying to keep all of our team members and customers safe while still being able to provide that service.
Yeah, who would have thunk it? We were talking about 6 weeks ago. You would have never dreamed anything like this, would you?
No, absolutely not. I would have told you were nuts if you told me that, you know, by the end of April we'd have 21 million people unemployed nationwide. It's just, it's unreal. It's nothing that I've ever seen in my life.
Is this a good time, Ben, for people to get into your database?
Yeah, absolutely. They can go online, USStaffingAgency.com, and right on the front page of the webpage is an Apply Now button. They can go on there. They can do the entire application. And what we're asking them to do is once you're done filling out that application, that's complete, then call into our office, and we can walk you through what the rest of the process is going to look like.
You talk to many employers. I guess one of the big issues is that they're going to, when they do ramp up, it's going to be slow. So it's going to be, I guess, slow and painful.
A little bit. I think it is going to be a little bit slower for some and a little bit faster for others just because of the nature of some businesses. But, yeah, I think we're pretty well prepared to do that. That's what we're in constant contact with all of our customers almost every day, but certainly several times each week to make sure that, you know, we have a good partnership of knowing when they're going to get back into the swing of work and make sure that we're adequately preparing for that. So that's what we're doing right now. We're spending the next couple weeks preparing for a lot of our customers to come back online because that's the guidance that we're given. Is as long as the governor and the legislature starts opening up the economy, that they plan on opening up and ramping up their business. So we're in the process of preparing for that now.
You have an office in Tennessee. What's it like down there? Any differences?
No, not a whole lot of differences than up here in Michigan. They seem to be maybe a couple weeks behind a lot of the actions that Michigan has taken, but very similar situation. We have appointment only currently, and people that can work remote are working remote. But obviously we know that some people got to take office hours for finishing processing and different things. So very much similar to the same process up here in Michigan. That's the beauty of being able to put together, you know, a playbook for this kind of scenario. We can expedite, you know, our response to it fairly quickly, and it's been working really well so far.
Yeah, that playbook is an excellent idea. Hopefully, and I'm sure many companies are into that. How about Jackson's response to the pandemic, Ben? How have you assessed that?
Yeah, no, I'm really proud to be from Jackson, especially during these times. I mean, there's a bunch of companies that we know that are doing things like Orbiform is making sanitizing machines, Techniques making masks, and Customer Router Works, they're making portable Lexon shields that for the nurses so they can care for patients. But outside of those companies that you hear, a lot of time what you don't hear through the media, whatever, I know people, countless people that are just nonstop 12 hours a day making masks and sending them out to first responders, elderly community centers, those that they know that are immune compromised or at higher risk. And just, I know people that are giving us masks to give out to our candidates that we place in the workplace for free. So that's one of the things that we're able to provide, is masks to all of our employees that we place out there. If they want a mask, we give them a mask to wear out there. So, but there's a lot of unsung heroes out there, I think, that are making those masks and different things that they're tirelessly working literally every day to help the community response to this this pandemic?
Well put, my friend Ben Jones from U.S. Staffing. Hopefully we'll get your show back here in the next couple weeks. But keep up the good work, Ben. Thanks.
Yeah, thanks. Appreciate it. Can't wait to see you in the studio again. Thanks, Greg.
Ben Jones, U.S. Staffing.